Hey, True North family, this is Phil Schmidt, and I'm here with my wife, Tess. We just wanted to say, if you hear any background noise, that is our son, John. But tonight, we are just bringing you the next devotional for Holy Week on this Maundy Thursday. This devotional will be from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Tess is going to be bringing the word.
Before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Now, when it was time for supper, the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, Simon Iscariot's son, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had given everything into his hands, that he had come from God, and that he was going back to God. So he got up from supper, laid aside his outer clothing, took a towel, and tied it around himself. Next, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to dry them with a towel tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who asked him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you don't realize now, but afterward you will understand." "You will never wash my feet," Peter said. Jesus replied, "If I don't wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." "One who has bathed," Jesus told him, "doesn't need to wash anything except his feet, but he is completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you," for he knew who would betray him. This is why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his outer clothing, he reclined again and said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are speaking rightly, since that is what I am. So, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you. Truly I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, and the messenger is not greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." So, there are a couple things that stuck out to me that I feel like were important in this story and are important to think about and pray about during this Easter season. Jesus knew that his hour had come and he loved us to the very end, and he did what he did, dying on the cross for us to save us. He knew that the Father had given all the things into his hands. He knew this was what he was supposed to do. And no matter how difficult it was or was going to be when the time came, he knew that it was what God had chosen him to do. He knew that he had come from God, which we learn about in Genesis. And he knew that he was going to God once this was all over. And I think the main thing that the story shows and that we really should focus on is that he began to wash the disciples' feet. And this was what the focus was on and was carried on through the story. And I think that that's something that we should have in the back of our minds during this Easter season.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, because this story is very timely, both for where we are today in society, but also where it falls within Scripture. There are four things I like to highlight in this passage that really stick out to me a lot. I think they're very important, but I mean, this is such a theologically packed passage of Scripture that we could go on for hours, but we're not going to because time's limited. So the first thing that I want to highlight is the fact, as Tess was talking about, how this passage really talks about the washing of the apostles' feet, or the disciples' feet, rather. That Jesus was washing their feet. The reason that this is significant is because back in biblical times, the act of washing feet was usually saved for non-Jewish slaves, which at that time, that position, that title, those people were considered to be like the lowest of the lowest in terms of status in society. So the washing of the feet was reserved for the lowest person because it was one of the worst jobs. The reason that it was one of the worst jobs is because back then there was no paved roads. Everything was dirt. and their only shoes were really sandals, like open-toed, open-footed sandals. I mean, you had Jesus, who was the doctor of souls, if you will, but they didn't have Dr. Scholes anywhere. Just being honest. So if you just think about that for a moment, walking on dirt roads for miles and miles, getting sweaty, some people may not have even had shoes, walking on rocks, walking on sticks, I mean, you name it. Feet had to have been blistered. Feet had to have been just torn. Like, feet were part one of the most disgusting parts of the body. So that's why it was usually reserved for the lowest person to be washing feet. That in and of itself is really just an example that Jesus set, which he says he set for us to humble ourselves, to always be serving one another. And he set that example by washing, literally washing the feet of his disciples. The reason that this is significant is because it was his final act of love for his disciples. This was happening during the Last Supper. It was happening during the last night that Jesus had here on earth before the crucifixion. And the reason that this is significant is because, like we talked about, the washing of the dirty feet is symbolic of Jesus washing us of our sins. He's making our souls clean again. And he was the only one who could do so. And ironically enough, he was only able to clean us by his blood, by his blood being poured out on the cross for us. So those are two things that are very significant. A third thing that's a little nuanced here that I like to point out is when he was washing their feet. He was washing their feet while they were eating, which, again, knowing how gross their feet were, seems like the worst time to wash their feet. But the reason that I think this is significant and why it's in the story is because showing love and serving others, like, that's not really something that we get to choose when we do it. Sometimes it might seem like it's not an opportune moment or it's not very convenient for us to show love to others. And Jesus is doing that here by showing the example that, you know what, sometimes it's not going to be easy. Sometimes it's not going to be convenient. It might not even necessarily be clean, but I mean, he calls us to love and he calls us to serve. And even in this passage, Jesus says that he's setting the example for us. So we always want to be keeping our eyes out for opportunities during this week, during this Easter season, to be serving and to be loving others, especially when it's not exactly convenient. Because as we know, with this coronavirus going on, it's going to be hard to find ways to love, but we're still called to. And the last thing that I like to point out with this passage is the fact that Jesus washed everyone's feet, including Judas's feet, which he was an enemy of Jesus. So he was showing us by example that we are to even love our enemies. It might not always be convenient to love people, but quite honestly, it might not even be convenient to love people, literally. But we're called to a higher love. We're called to a love that comes from a God who is literally love. We do not get to choose who we love because God calls us to love all people. And that's just a message that we have to remember today, because this is such a divided world and we're just called to love everybody. And sometimes it may not always be convenient. Sometimes it's loving people in their dirtiest times of their lives, and we just have to point them to the cross. Because like we said, as we go through this time of uncertainty with the coronavirus, with this quarantine, there's a lot of isolation. There's an endless list of problems. But one thing we hope to encourage you with this devotional is, with this Easter season, one thing I'm always reminded of is the point in history in which it seemed like God lost or was out of control the most was when his son was being strung up on a cross by people. But in reality, that was a situation in which God was most in control, because it was the means by which he washes us of our sins, he clothes us in his righteousness, and through faith in Christ, in the crucifixion and the ascension into heaven, we have life. And so in this time of what seems like there's a lot of chaos and things are out of control, let's always remember that it's in those moments that God is most in control, and it's in those moments that he's calling the church to love, a love that only God can love, and a love that he showed us how to love. And so I'm saying love a lot, but you know what? God is love. So let's go out and love,
True North. Love each other.
So we hope that you find hope and find encouragement in this. We love you guys. We can't wait to get together again as a church. Happy Easter.